Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Mamo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going out there?
Hey, not much, man. You know, just, typical Sunday afternoon, we're going to talk sports and entertainment and everything else, deal. We're going to talk about the big Jets news in the off season. Also talk about what's going on in the NBA. Also talk about, a little hockey, local hockey, New York City. And also wrap it up with a little WWE news. And, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to give a, share your thoughts on any of these topics and then some. But with that, let's talk about the J-E-T-S, Jets. And, of course, Jets, they must have took up DeLorean because they went back into the future and brought back some old friends. And of course, I'm talking about Terrell Revis and Cromartie.
Oh, yeah.
They're back in the fold, and, you know, they're going to basically pick off where they were a few years ago.
I think the Revis signing was a good signing, you know, because he's still a good player at his position. Cromartie also, I mean, I think he's still a good quality corner, you know. So, yeah, the Jets have definitely revamped their secondary, and they've added Brandon Marshall, and they now have also Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jets are looking to be very competitive in this AFC East.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They're definitely, you know, on paper, a team that can, you know, that can contend with the Patriots for the division if everything breaks right. And if Geno Smith lives up to his expectation, you know, having Fitzpatrick, you know, battling him for the, you know, the top spot. Yeah, but the key thing is, you know, Geno Smith, or are they what are you going to say?
Well, you know, at this point, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to have to start. I mean, you know, Fitzpatrick has more experience.
Yeah.
He has a better arm than Geno Smith. He has to start over Geno Smith. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's ready. I mean, he's a veteran, you know, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll see, you know, if they're gonna give up on Geno Smith, you know, after his struggles, you know, especially highlighted, you know, last year, you know. So that's gonna remain to be seen, and whether or not, you know, with the sixth pick, are they gonna trade it away, you know, or are they gonna draft Mariota if he drops down, or Jameis Winston, you know, with the sixth pick, you know, there's a lot of question marks, you know. The main, most important question mark you can have on a football team: who's your starting quarterback? And right now, if you ask, you know, McCarron or Bowles, you know, right now, I'm pretty sure they don't know who it is.
Right.
But yeah, definitely. That's definitely something worth noting. You know, who's gonna be the man, you know, behind center, making the big plays, hopefully, this season.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. And, about the Giants, the Giants lost Antrell Roe.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think he signed with the Saints.
Yeah, I wanted to sign that guy, but, hey, things like this happen. You just got to move on and pick up players in the draft.
Yeah, and reportedly he said that he was close to signing with the Jets also. But, you know, he decided not to. So.
Mm.
And another player, you know, who potentially could have been a Jet, C.J. Spiller. You know, he signs with, you know, the Jets' rival Buffalo, you know, Buffalo Bills.
Right. Yeah.
You know that this AFC East, man, they're
very, you know, competitive.
Not playing.
Yeah.
Oh, and also Percy Harvin, you know, the former Jet from last year, among with other teams these past two seasons. You know, he rejoins Rex Ryan, you know, who coached them last year with the Jets.
Oh, really? Wow.
So that's another news, you know.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy Graham, he got traded too.
Yeah, he's going to trade to the Seahawks, and that's a great addition for the Seahawks.
Yeah, man, I don't think there's ever been an off season like this before. Like, people are being traded. Usually, people get cut, you know, but this is they're actually trading. It's like a regular sports off season for, you know, basketball or baseball or hockey, but and you know, football, it's usually, you know, a few trades, you know, maybe for a pick, and then afterwards, you know, or you've just cut the guy.
Yeah, it's definitely been very busy, man. a lot of these fringe, these tradings and big trainings too. You're talking about guys like McCoy and
Marshall for the Jets.
Yeah.
For real, they're not playing. And there's even rumors that maybe Breeze might be traded too, you know, since he's not as untouchable as, you know, he's been, you know, during his, you know, tenure as, you know, the Saints quarterback.
Right, right.
But, man, I believe it when I see it, man. Because, I mean, this guy, I mean, he's a veteran. You know, he's won a championship, you know. I mean, if I was the Saints, man, I'd be leery of trading him.
Yeah, they probably thought the same thing. We're talking, you know. And I wonder what team they're going to get to trade for him, because, I mean, I think his contract, he has a big contract.
And
I wonder what team could pick that on.
Yeah, I mean, a team who really needs the help, obviously, who's, you know, who's desperate to take on the salary, you know, to make a big splash.
Yeah.
But I believe that when I see that. But speaking of a star quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback who has a big contract, Ben Roethlisberger, he signed a 5-year extension to, you know, to remain with the with the Steelers.
Yeah, he had a very good season last year.
Oh yeah, like he had two games back to back where he threw 6 touchdowns each.
Mhm. Yeah.
Which the first time, you know, that was a record for the Steelers, and then the next following week he did it again. I mean,
yeah,
that's kind of like that that baseball record where that guy, I think he threw like 2 no hitters back to back or something like that, or perfect game in a no hitter or something like that. I think his name was like Vanderveer or something like that.
Yeah,
I think it was in the 1930s or something.
Yeah, Roethlisberger, he has weapons on his team right now. So, and he's got some young guys on there mixed with some veterans. Yeah, Steelers made a good move by re-signing him and giving him that contract.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a no-brainer. I mean, yeah, he's had some off-the-field stuff, which, I mean, that goes without saying. But,
yeah.
You know, that is your, you know, hopefully he learned from it. I mean, we haven't heard him in any crazy situations or rumored to be in crazy situations lately. Hopefully, you know, hopefully those allegations weren't true to begin with, and hopefully he got his act together and
hopefully
not partying so much.
Right, yeah.
But that remains to be seen. And shifting gears, a team that's had a lot of parties this year, on the court is, of course, the Golden State Warriors. I mean, this team is on their best run ever. I mean, most recently, they whoop the Knicks behind last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, the Warriors came out to play, you know, and Knicks didn't after the second quarter, so...
It was done by the first quarter, man.
Yeah, basically. The game was over even before they sang the Star Spangled Banner. It was a done deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
I knew it. You knew it. Shoot, the Knicks players, they won't admit it, but they knew it.
Trouble.
But, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's been a rough season, and it's been a very rough season, you know, many years in a row for the Knicks, except for... you know, that that good run they had, what was it, 3 years ago, 2-3 years ago?
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
And that's been a lot of heartbreak, you know, after, you know, 2001, basically. Been nothing but horrible basketball play.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to do a lot of things in the draft in order to impress the fan base.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard, but Phil Jackson was saying that he thinks that Derek Fisher should, try to get himself ejected more in games, you know, to try to fire up the team.
Like, that's going to help.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, Derek Fisher disagrees because he said, you know, he's not a player like that. When he was a player, you know, when he got a technical foul and he was upset, you know, the referees took notice because he's not like the, you know, the, well, to paraphrase what he said, you know, that, you know, he's not those type of players that, you know, like, complain and, you know, pretend that they're being fouled, you know, just, you know, to, you know, basically try to get an edge. You know, he tries to play the game, you know, the right way.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to help, you know.
Yeah, I don't
getting
think so.
Ejected, come on.
Getting ejected would be a team like a team that's a good team.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going through a rough time and then, you know, this wakes them up. Or if it's a good team and they're having a bad game and you know, they're, you know, in the, you know, they're like sleeping or whatever. They're not, you know, playing as well as they should have. And you wake them up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a bad team, I mean, it's not really gonna do anything for you because, A, either you know, you're not really a good team and you're trying your best and it's not good enough anyway, or you're a team that mailed it in and nothing's going to spark you, you know. But, yeah, it's been a tough season with the Knicks, but thank God, man, they actually have, you know, the top pick. They didn't trade it away like they did in other years. All right, well, plus with the rule that you can't trade, you know, top picks, you know, consecutive years, that definitely helped the Knicks out in this situation because most likely they would have traded this pick away a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know, they might do it in the NBA draft as well because, you know, their main focus is trying to get, you know, superstar players or at least star players to, you know, sign with the Knicks. And, you know, next year's offseason, Durant's going to be free agent. So, you know, of course, they're going to be eyeing him if there's still cap space by then.
Yeah, or even like a guy like Paul Millsap on Atlanta. I mean, that guy, he could give you points inside the paint, rebound. That would be a good fit for the Knicks.
Or even LaMarcus Aldridge, the center, man. You need a guy like
That would be a great addition for our Knicks.
Oh my goodness, there would be a statue for him right outside Madison Square Garden if Knicks got him.
Yep.
Shoot, I would this show Sports Urban Legend would host a parade, and you all would be invited, listeners. Let's hope you know Knicks can make some. You know,
noise
in the off season. Good noise, not like, you know,
yeah,
questionable stuff. You know, hopefully they can, you know, resurrect the franchise and, you know, finally get us, you know, to become championship caliber team that we desperately need in New York City.
Yeah.
And wrapping up with the Knicks, you know, hopefully they can, you know, get some building blocks to, you know, get to the promised land, you know, because when you think about it, this is arguably the worst season in NBA history. You got the Celtics are horrible. You got the Lakers that are, you know, obviously horrible. And you got the Knicks. I mean, these are three of the crown jewel franchise of the league, you know, historically, you know, that, you know, are in hard times, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bad season for all of those teams that have been around for a while. And, yeah, that's bad for the NBA, man. When all of those teams are not good, you know, it's not – it doesn't make it interesting for a fan to watch the NBA right now. You know, when those, you know, premier teams that have been around for so long are not doing well at the same time, too.
Exactly, I know. I mean, last year I think was the first time ever that Celtics – it might have been the first time ever or the second time ever – That Knicks and – I mean, not Knicks. The Celtics and the Lakers didn't make the playoffs at the same time. I mean, obviously, Knicks didn't make the playoffs anyway, but,
yeah,
you know, that's technically all hat because, I mean, they've probably made the playoffs, what – I'm trying to think off the top of my head, like 4 or 5 times in the past since, what, 2001 or so?
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are used to, unfortunately, seeing Knicks miss the playoffs. So, but it's very, you know, troubling for the league that, you know, the Lakers, the Celtics, even though I hate those teams, those are my two least favorite teams in the NBA. But
yes,
as a basketball fan, you know, those you know, all those teams are on hard luck. It's not good for the league.
It's not. It's a bad look.
Oh, yeah. And WWE news, you know, Randy Orton finally turned on the Authority. He whooped, I'm trying to remember, Seth Rollins badly, as finally he got his revenge on Seth Rollins, and I would assume this would lead to a upcoming challenge from, you know, Orton to, you know, challenge Rollins that match to WrestleMania.
That's oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it was building up to, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Randy Orton finally beat the crap out of him.
Yep. I guess he finally listened to the voices in his head.
Yeah.
So that should be an interesting match right there. And tomorrow there's going to be apparently a former world champion going into the Hall of Fame. If you listen to the show, you most likely have an idea who it is.
Triple H?
No, not Triple H, but Triple H knows him very well.
Who is it?
You want three guesses quickly?
Sure. Former world champion.
Yes, he's a former world champion.
Oh, yeah. And Kevin Nash.
Correct. That's the rumor.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
I mean, it's not official, but it seems like it's pointed that way. The rumor is it's a former world champion, and as you know, Kevin Nash won the WWE title as Diesel, and he also won the World Heavyweight Championship, you know, as, you know, his real name, Kevin Nash, you know.
Right.
You know, as a member of the NWO, so. Of course, it's a well-deserved induction, but I hope Macho Man closes out the night, even though historically, you know, they never let a dead, you know, wrestler close the night out, you know, so it won't be a somber news, but.
Yeah.
Hopefully, for this Macho Man thing, this is what people really want to see. Hopefully, that will, you know, they'll make an exception.
I hope so. Because you have to end the night with Macho Man. I mean, he's the best wrestler on that list right there.
Yeah, and I think Kevin Nash, if he does host it, he will put Macho Man over as he should. You know, he'll probably say. You know, he'll probably admit that, you know, if Macho Man was here, he probably wouldn't be closing out the night. But,
yeah.
You know, we'll see, you know, if he'll say that.
Yeah.
Speaking of another former WWE champion, The Rock, he's going to host SNL the night before WrestleMania, the same night that Kevin Nash, Savage, Medusa / Alondra Blaze, the Bushwhackers, et cetera, are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So I guess wrestling fans are going to have the WWE Network and then have their TV locked in on SNL.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. So anything you'd like to say?
No, just check out my show, iMac, Saturdays at 11, and come back here, check out Sports or Legend every Sunday at 6.
You're the guy. Check out both shows, and, you know, we both want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports or Legend. Follow my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am William Memo, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
like,